This report that's been coming out now this last few years has indicated Balfaywood have the most vacant units. Most of these units are small units that are in the main streets and the side streets there, and there are really a lot of buildings that need to be kind of brought up to sort of modern day standards, you know, for wheelchair access, etc. And that, you know, and there have been quite a few developments over the years, like Lidl, Aldi and Trevelyan and all them, that are sort of built off street, and it's left quite a few of these commercial buildings. You know, some of them are just glorified two-story houses that have been converted many years ago into businesses. And nowadays, it's quite hard to get these buildings sort of brought up to standard. The other thing is too, it's that there's been quite a bit of talk about bringing in some kind of initiatives for town centre businesses, you know, to start out, but as yet nothing has happened, and that's, you can see this, we see it all over the countryside. There's quite a few of these buildings lying empty.
Do you think then there should be more of a push then to get these vacant properties up and running up to a suitable standard in Ballybuffet? I suppose particularly with the bypass plans on the horizon, one can only imagine that time is really of the essence, I suppose, to improve that.
Yeah, well, earlier this year I had put a motion into the council asking for two things. One, that they would fast forward any plans to link Balfour Stranraer to the proposed bypass, which still hasn't been fully adopted yet. You know, there would be good linkages into the town centre, number one, but number two, from an economic point of view as well, that there would be a town team put in place from the council to look at trying to see what way Balfour Stranraer can go forward, because Balfour Stranraer very much relies on passing traffic, much more so than any other town in the county. This has kind of developed over the years, because you can see a lot of smaller villages around the catchment of Balfour. There wouldn't be many shops now in them. Most people would use that as a shopping centre, you know, and for other businesses as well too. So there needs to be a plan put in place. But, you know, I'm waiting from someone from senior management within the council to be appointed to that role. Some of the second-tier towns in the county, like Donegal Town, Bulgrana, Dunlow, and that they're all included in a plan that's to be developed very soon. There was town plans there recently adopted for all them towns, but the next phase is now is to put a senior management team in place to kind of work with the businesses and try and develop them, and Balfour would be one of them towns. But something needs to be done fairly soon, because we're getting these reports now year after year, and as I say, it's they need the incentive for people to start out their businesses. At the moment, with the threat of Brexit, sterling, and quite a few others, there's an awful lot of rules and regulations out there that's really turning people off opening businesses, and that, you know, there needs to be an incentive for someone starting out in a new business. But there also needs to be some flexibility when it comes to planning on one thing or another, especially for these older buildings and town centres, like, you know. And I was told recently of one where they had a step out onto the main street, and they were told that they wouldn't be allowed to put a ramp out, and you need to have a ramp there for wheelchair access. So there really needs to be a lot of heads put together and try and sort out this for both Balfour and Stranraer, and for quite a few other towns in this county and all over the country, because you can see there's a lot of dereliction going on.